Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 42 of your new life. Today's title is Our Living Hope. John Wesley White said, "The world hopes for the best, but the Lord offers the best hope." Our text today is 1 Peter 1:3. "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Several biblical scholars refer to this day as Silent Saturday. Over 2,000 years ago, this day fell between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. This Saturday would be a Sabbath day's rest for the Jewish people. From sunup to sundown, they would cease from all work. Jesus has breathed His last breath and died. His body has been placed in a borrowed tomb, sealed with a stone, and guarded by Roman soldiers. At this borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, hope seemed to be lost. Silence fell on the hearts of all those who loved Jesus of Nazareth. This Silent Saturday would test the faith of Jesus' followers. They had followed Him to a cross and watched Him die. Now that He was buried, they waited in fear in an upper room in Jerusalem. Their excitement has turned into grief. All of us have been in similar circumstances where what we had hoped for seemed lost. There are seasons of our lives where it seems that God is silent. Maybe we are not listening as we should, or it could be that God may be testing our faith. It is in those silent times that we need God's mercy and grace. When we are caught between grief and hope, certain death and the unknown, faith and fear, we need to trust that nothing is impossible for God. The gospel is called the good news because that Saturday did not have the final word. The silence did not last forever. In fact, early on Sunday morning, things would change forever. Tomorrow, we will celebrate an empty tomb and a risen Savior. But on this side of the first Easter, we know how the story ends. It ends in victory over sin and death being forever defeated. Yet for those first followers, the silence must have been deafening and defeating. Hope must have seemed completely lost. Yet faith trumps feelings. God's word is sure no matter how the circumstances seem. His promises will come true even when you feel nothing but pain. For this day, as we think about the silence of that Silent Saturday, maybe we need to find some silent moments to focus on Jesus. Psalm 46:10 gives us a divine declaration. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Being still is difficult, but necessary if we are going to know Him intimately. Twice in Psalm 46:10, God declared, "I will." Even when we doubt, God is still the deliverer. Even when we think He won't, God stands behind His "I will." Trust Him, even in the silence. Remember that the greatest hope this world has ever known came after the first Silent Saturday. So if you find yourself in a season of silence, keep your faith in Jesus. As His child, you are born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Consider these questions. Put yourself in the sandals of Peter, John, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Jesus. How would you have felt on that Saturday Sabbath? Meditate today in silence, reflecting on what this Holy Week means to your walk with Jesus. Pray with me. Lord, thank You for being present with us, even in the silent times. I pray that as we find ourselves in seasons of waiting, Your Spirit would be present in us, comforting us and assuring us of Your loving watch care on our lives. In Your name we pray. Amen.